Now, next, we discuss about prevention and resistance. In many cases, savers are not available because of the security intrusion or intrusion that is called denial of service. This is a security problem that you find that hackers send a lot of requests to a server, and because usually servers are programmed to receive and take care of only a few requests, when they send too many, like 10,000 or 50,000, then the server goes down. Now, this can cost a lot of money an organization. It can range from $1 per hour to $1 million per hour, depending on the services that the company is doing. Imagine that a company is selling books and all electronic equipment, and that in every hour they are getting 1 million crowns. Now, if the server has been attacked and is down for 10 hours, so it will lose for these 10 hours 10 million Swedish crowns. That's a lot of money. Now, technology that are available to help prevent and build resistance to attacks include content filtering. A company is supposed to have systems to filter information or contents when the information is being sent outside or when it's being received from outside. Another system is encryption. Encryption is a system in which you protect information by shuffling or by doing some kind of encoding so that people who are accessing it should not be able to read and understand what is there. There are different types of encryptions, and we want to go into the details. And then another technology is called firewalls. Firewalls is a technology in which you can specify that if informations are coming from a certain computer of this IP address, I don't want it to be allowed to come to my company. You can also specify that if the contents of this package is email or HTTP or file transfer protocol, I don't want them to be allowed to come into my company. So firewalls are actually some kind of walls that are protecting your computer systems in your company.